Welcome. This is Dr. Saida. We're about to do a meditation on how to connect with our desire, especially if it feels non-existent. So this is about an ignition, a kindling of our desire. Okay. So hopefully you did the warm-up practice. Maybe you experienced the heart yearning meditation and realized you're just not connected to it. Or maybe you loved it, but you want a little bit more. So this meditation is taking us a little deeper into kindling, activating our desire. So take a moment right now. If you're sitting down, it won't be possible lying down, but if you're sitting, to move your spine in a circular way. I want you to involve your body because desire is the visceral sensation of the calling of our essence, pulling us towards our fullest expression, our deepest life right now. So move your spine in a circle and breathe with me. Breathe life into your body. Maybe it's been a while, so breathe deeply. Feel free to sigh or make noises or move in different ways. I'm going to reverse the spiral now of my spine in the other direction. And I want you to connect to the sensuality of this moment here right now. Maybe you can feel the clothes you're wearing on your skin. Or maybe if you're naked, feeling the soft air on your skin. Feel the warmth of your own body. Notice the beating of your own heart as you breathe and spiral. Now come to stillness just for a moment. And I want you to lift your chin as you inhale and bring your chin down towards your chest as you exhale. Inhale, lift your chin. Exhale, bring your chin down. Inhale, lift your chin. Exhale, bring your chin down. I'm going to do a few more. Up with your chin as you breathe in. Down as you breathe out. Up as you breathe in. And down. One last time. Sitting still for a moment. I want you to notice your body. I want you to notice where you're holding tension in your body. And I want you to imagine that wherever there is tension, there is potential. So if you have tension, say, in the lower back, bring your hands to touch your lower back if it's possible. And we're not going to change the tension. But we're going to breathe into it. If your tension is somewhere else on your body, bring your hands to that place. And just take a few deep, full breaths, bringing life and warmth into that area. We're not trying to change anything. We're just acknowledging this part of our body. So take a few more breaths, opening your body. In bringing your mind and body into alignment. Arriving in this present moment. Becoming deeply aware of yourself. Release your hands and allow them to relax somewhere on your legs or on your side. You can feel free if you're sitting to lie back, or you can continue sitting up. I want you to become aware of your pelvic floor. I want you to be aware of your breathing, and I want you to breathe all the way down so you feel the lowest part of your torso expanding and relaxing with every breath. And I want you to consciously exaggerate the sensation. I want you to intentionally create a greater movement in your pelvic floor right now. You're going to squeeze your perineum, if you know what that is, or the area between your genitals and your anus. And as you exhale, I want you to really relax and soften open. You're going to squeeze and lift the pelvic floor as you breathe in. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Exhale, release. Inhale, squeeze. Exhale, release. Inhale, squeeze. Exhale, release. Squeeze. And release. We're going to do it a little quicker now. Just a few more. Take a deep breath. I want you to take a moment right now and connect with yourself from a unique perspective. I want you to imagine for a moment, just a moment, that you've traveled forward in time very far until you meet your older self. In fact, I want you to go so far in time that you meet yourself just a few breaths away from your own death. And you're going to hold your own hand and look into your own eyes. The eyes of you as an elder. The eyes of you as a person who's accepted what's about to happen. And I want you to know that you have a few moments left with this older version of yourself. And she or he has a very important message. What would your near-death self want you to know about living your life right now, about your own desire, your own yearning? What is it that is so important that you must not die with it unsung? It doesn't matter how it will happen. It doesn't matter when or with who. It just matters that it exists. Let this older self, this older version, tell you what that is. What is it that must be said, that must be experienced? Right here, right now. Let yourself know it. Dare to know it. Take a few deep breaths and relax. This doesn't have to be scary. It can be, but it doesn't have to be. Imagine knowing ahead of time what's the most important. You are born to have your life. Left to be sung in your life? What must be experienced for you to feel complete, for you in those last breaths to have deep peace and surrender, so that you can face your own death and go, oh, yes, I did it. I have lived so fully and so deeply. I am ready. What would it take? Feel that relaxed, that surrendered, that trusting and open. do that. Say that. Be that. Dare to hear it. Dare to let it exist in your own heart. Breathe right now, breathe. And I want you to keep breathing with your pelvic floor now. Allow yourself for just this moment here with me, in this intimate moment, to trust your own wisdom. You've got this. And your desire does not have to look like anyone else's. Your desire is yours. You can experience it in any way that feels true and integrous to you. What is natural? How does it feel right now to be alive, really alive? Like, so grateful that right now is not that last moment, that you still get to live on, and that you still get to make new and exciting and beautiful and deep and profound and simple and ordinary choices. The very choices that switch you on, that light you up, that bring you a deep sense of aliveness. This is your own private and intimate relationship with life. And no one ever needs to know. But of course, if you wish to share, you can, because it is yours to do with as you choose. It's your life. It's your desire. No one else's. You need no permission. You don't need to be any different than you are right this second. Yes, we are all imperfect in so many gorgeous ways. So breathe right now. Breathe a deep, full breath. And if it feels true to affirm the things I'm inviting you to affirm in a moment, then join me in this. If it doesn't feel true, then just keep resting and breathing. I am willing to allow myself to feel alive. I am willing to be deeply alive. This is my life. And as wild and imperfect as it is, I am so grateful to be alive. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this moment right now, where even though I may not trust fully my desire, I'm okay with it existing. And I'm also okay in the moments where I feel nothing. In those quiet moments of nothing, I just let myself relax. Thank God for the nothingness. Thank you for the nothingness. Because of nothing, something will always be born. I trust in my own emergence mystery. I trust in my own true desires. I trust in my heart. I trust me. Take a deep breath. I want you to warm your hands. And now I want you to squeeze your body gently. Squeeze your arms. Squeeze your legs. Squeeze your torso. Squeeze yourself. Be here in the body, right here, right now. and tell yourself that you are safe and that you've got this. And even though you're not sure how it will all unfold, you are willing to be part of your own mystery. You are willing to just be aware of what's obvious moment to moment to moment to moment, because that's enough. And you're enough. Squeeze and let your body know we are safe and we are enough. And we've got this. Together we've got this. And thank your body for signaling, even in the most subtle ways, the voice of your own deep essence. And tell your body right now as you're squeezing and breathing, I am willing to hear you. I am willing to hear you. Because a life without desire is like spaghetti with no sauce. It's okay, but it's so much better with sauce. And you're willing, deeply willing, to let yourself have that. No one else can give it to you. Only you can claim it. Claim it now. Trust your desire. It's your compass. You are bio-engineered this way. Your psyche, your mind, your feelings are not separate from your body. Your essence is infused in every fiber of your existence. And it's really okay to be you exactly as you are. Be willing to honor your yearning and your ache and your desire. And even the moments where you have no connection with it. Love yourself then. I am willing to really be with myself in this journey. From this moment forward until my last breath. Take a deep breath. Warm your hands and just lightly brush your face, brush your throat, brush your torso, brush your legs, hands again rubbing, lightly tap the top of your head, face, down your throat, down your chest, down your body, down your legs, just gently tapping, opening your eyes and stretching. And if it feels true for you to journal a little bit, then do so. If it doesn't, then you don't have to. And let yourself come back and have a beautiful day, trusting and knowing that you've